American Literature. Colonial and Revolutionary Literature, 1607 to 1800. As a new nation emerged from the English colonists, it took time for national literature with its own characteristics to develop. Also, important differences existed between the southern and northern New England colonies. In the South, plantations used black slave labor to grow tobacco. The rich and powerful plantation owners were slow to develop their own literature. In the North, the Puritans had come to found a society based on God's laws and Christian beliefs. This gave them a strong sense of unity and shared purpose. Their culture and literature developed much faster. Histories were the main works of New England literature. Overall, much of the 17th and 18th century writing was religious, both prose and poetry. In the second half of the 18th century, as the American colonists strove to gain independence from Britain, the most memorable writings were done by the Founding Fathers. They were mainly philosophers, not fiction writers. Their typical product was the political pamphlet. In revolutionary America, both prose and poetry had a political or practical purpose. A significant work from that period is Benjamin Franklin's autobiography, which also traces the nation's difficult road to independence. 19th century literature, 1800s to 1900. In the 1830s and 1840s, writers began to look at the western frontiers for ideas for literature about American life. However, in the cities along the East Coast, the older ideals of the nation as an Atlantic community were still very much alive. The pervading feeling was that the cultures of Massachusetts and Virginia ought to be the models of national culture. At this time, Boston and its neighboring towns were filled with intellectual excitement and activity. The younger generation talked much about a new spiritual era. Boston's young intellectuals were dissatisfied with the old patriotism. America's power and wealth did not interest them. They wanted to explore the inner life. In the center of this activity were the Transcendentalists. They formed a movement based on feelings, rather than on a system of philosophy. They rejected the prevalent Christian ideologies, Puritanism and Unitarianism, and placed Christ at the level of other writers and philosophers. They sought truth through feeling and intuition rather than logic. Ralph Waldo Emerson, 1803-1882, and Henry David Thoreau, 1817-1862, were the chief proponents of these thoughts. Several other writers added significantly to American literary development at this time. Herman Melville, 1819-1891, had a tragic view of life. In most of his works, there is a struggle between good and evil. His life and writings were greatly influenced by his youth experiences as a sailor. Melville's stories, however, are more than sea adventures. The voyages of his heroes are always searches for the truth in life. For example, in his greatest work, Moby Dick, the whaling ship Pequod is on a symbolic voyage, and the great white whale, Moby Dick, represents God, or fate. Captain Ahab has a light and dark side that fight against each other. In the end, the dark side wins, Moby Dick is killed, and Ahab's ship, including himself, is destroyed. Harriet Beecher Stowe, 1811-1865, inadvertently caused the Civil War with her book Uncle Tom's Cabin, which concentrated on the conditions in the American South. This popular book, translated into many languages with millions of copies sold, is a story of a black slave, Uncle Tom. He has the hope of freedom, but he never escapes from his slavery. In the end, he welcomes the death brought about by his cruel master. As a masterpiece of abolitionist propaganda, the story united the Northern feelings against slavery in the South, which then led to the Civil War. Mark Twain, 1835-1910, was the pen name of Samuel Clemens, one of the most popular American authors. He successfully wrote for both children and adults. Among his best-known books belong The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Twain based these on his boyhood and early adult experiences of life and friendships in Mississippi. In other books, Twain drew on his vast travel experiences, his understanding of human nature, and his appreciation of comedy in life. Edgar Allan Poe, 1809 to 1849, focused on the sound in poetry rather than its content. He constantly experimented with ways to make it musical, and defined poetry as a rhythmic creation of beauty. For example, in his most famous poem, The Raven, the rhythm allows the reader to hear the bird's beak hitting the door. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, 1807 to 1882, won the hearts of Americans by saying, and saying beautifully, what most of them wanted to hear. He recommended an active, healthy lifestyle. In poems like A Psalm of Life, he expresses the optimistic philosophy of his countrymen that diligence and hard work will bring success. Some of his works may be too idealistic for our world and time, but in his day they were inspiring. Walt Whitman, 1819 to 1892, was a poet ahead of his time. Today, his writings are considered an important achievement in American literature, yet in his day they were thought to be overly bold and even vulgar. His most significant work, to which he added during all his life, is Leaves of Grass. 20th Century Literature, 1901 to 2001. The end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century brought great industrialization and many new inventions. It also brought much change in the country's economic, political, and social systems. Also, the nation was becoming a world power and building great military strength. The decades that followed saw American involvement in two world wars, economic problems, including the Great Depression. The country experienced struggles for civil rights, especially among the black population, and the Cold War with its arms race. These and other events have left their marks on modern American literature. Prose. Four important 20th century American writers are Fitzgerald, Hemingway, Faulkner, and Steinbeck. F. Scott Fitzgerald, 1896 to 1940, wrote stories about the lost generation, young people in the post-World War I period who had lost their American ideals, faith in God and faith in man. Instead of the great American dream of success and prosperity, they feared poverty and failure. Most of his stories, therefore, have a touch of disaster in them. For example, the hero of The Great Gatsby, believing that money can buy love and happiness, ends up realizing the emptiness of his hopes and dreams. He tries and fails to change the world of hard material objects, and of hard materialistic people, into the ideal world of his fantasy. Babylon Revisited, one of Fitzgerald's best short stories, describes the lost generation after its economic and moral collapse. The hero and his wife live wildly in Paris in the 20s. Then, when the party is over, only a feeling of emptiness remains. Ernest Hemingway, 1898 to 1962, was one of the most famous and influential American writers of the 20th century. He also spoke for the lost generation. This is the theme of his first novel, The Sun Also Rises. All the characters have been damaged by the war. Spiritually, they are all impotent, as they try to find a way to deal with the emptiness and nothingness of the world. Hemingway's works often mix psychological realism with symbolism. There is rarely emotion, rather the opposite is the case. The heroes are often stoic in the face of tragedy and suffering. That's where their heroism lies. This is seen, for example, in The Old Man and the Sea. The old man fought with courage while there was hope, and resignedly accepted his defeat when that hope was gone. Hemingway's own experiences in World War I help explain why his writing emphasizes physical and psychological violence and the need for courage. His heroes, possessing the trait of grace under pressure, characterized his writings.